Hello, this is Dan Coghlan with my article, Understand How People Make Decisions. In 1995, I first learned the DISC method, and I found it to be intriguing. It was about how different people have different needs that have to be met before they make a decision. Over the past almost quarter century, I've seen many, many different ways of explaining this topic, including using the four main characters from the I Love Lucy series, Lucy, Ricky, Fred, and Ethel. Here's my attempt. Four types of decision makers. I see four types. The quick decision maker, the relationship decision maker, the logical decision maker, and the conscientious decision maker. Here's what is most important to each type and the question the person needs answered. The quick decision maker. Speed is most important. The question is, what are my options and which one am I going to go with right now? The relationship decision maker. Chemistry is most important. The question is, do I feel good about working with this person? The logical decision maker. Logic is most important. The question is, does it make sense to do this? The conscientious decision maker. A clear conscience is most important. The question is, will this be the right thing to do? What type of decision maker are you? So what drives your decision-making process? Is it speed? Is it imperative that you make a decision right now? Do you hate the thought of leaving the meeting without making a definite decision? Do you have to get to know the person you're buying from and have a good feeling about the person before you will say yes? Do you need to look at data and timelines and see how all the pieces are going to fit together before you make a decision? Do you need to talk with references and see proof that the decision is the right thing to do? If you know what type of decision maker you are, you don't have to waste time on stuff you don't need in order to make a decision. You can just reach for what you need. A quick decision maker needs to know the options. A relationship decision maker needs to get to know the person. A logical decision maker needs to know information. And a conscientious decision maker needs evidence. You can also let other people know what your needs are so they will be able to help you get what you need in order to make a decision. How do you meet the needs of the different types of decision makers? Imagine you are the head of a project and you have four team members, each of whom is a different type of decision maker. How do you meet all of their needs at the same time? Let's say you have to tell your boss in a week what your team has decided to do. You could say to your team members, we don't have forever. We need to make a decision quickly. Let's narrow our options down to three choices and then make a choice in 2 days for the quick decision maker. However, we don't need to make a decision tonight. Here is the data we have gathered on this topic. Here is a flowchart that shows various approaches and the timeline it would take to do each of them for the logical decision maker. Here is a set of names, phone numbers, and email addresses for 7 people who have tried different ways of doing this project. You are welcome to call them and ask about how the project went for them, for the conscientious decision maker. And here is the contact information for the 4 candidates we could possibly work with on this project. You are welcome to contact them and get to know them if you want, for the relationship decision maker. You are not forcing anyone to do what is not important to him or her, but you are meeting the needs of each of them.